Did God tell us to pray for our leaders? Yes, He did. He sure did. So I want to take you back to Isaiah 59, and in that chapter, we're going to go through that entire chapter in the NLT. I want you to see the conditions that they were living in when that was written, and see if you see any parallels of today. You know, I mean, you'll be amazed. I was as I read through this. Isaiah 59, starting with verse 1, and I want us to see what the scripture says here, and like I say, to start out with, we'll just look at the parallels that's going on today. He says here in Isaiah 59, it says, "Listen, the Lord is not too weak to save you, and He is not becoming deaf. He can hear you when you call." Now, there's some people don't believe that, but you know, He is not weak. He is strong. He can hear you when you call. But there is a problem. Uh-oh, there is a problem. We got one of those too. He says, your sins. You have a problem? Your sin. Oh, sin is a problem? No, sin's not a problem. You know, that's just like somebody, when we were up there the other day, somebody said, "What do you think about global warming?" I said, "There's no such thing as global warming." I said, "The problem is global sin." Amen. That's the problem. Global sin. I say global sin is bringing all these devastating things. It's not global warming. It's not the emissions from cars or anything else. It's our sins that's bringing all these things to pass. And we know that. See, now, so we go all the way back right here to Isaiah 59, and we see very clearly here, but there is a problem. In other words, I hear good, I see good, everything. But there is a problem. What is the problem? Sin. Do you think God likes sin? No, He doesn't like sin at all. Your sins have cut you off from God. I mean, you think that if that cut them off from God, do you think your sins will cut you off from God? Then how in the world do people, how do people today that are in the church go out here and lie, steal, cheat, commit adultery and all these things and think that God is going to hear their prayers whenever they pray? I mean, it's no change. He's no different. I mean, if you want God to hear your prayer, you got to become, you got to confess those sins, stop committing those sins, and walk in obedience to His Word. And then He'll hear your prayer. I mean, there's no problem. I mean, when I learned these principles, being in a Baptist church, and I don't know, I'm sure they taught some of these principles, because I was a Sunday school teacher for years and years in a Baptist church, and I taught the Bible myself, but I don't ever remember teaching these kind of things, that sin cuts me off from God. I guess I was just too dense. Maybe I even quoted them, but they didn't make sense. But now I've got it. And whenever I did get it, and I stopped sinning and started walking in obedience to His Word and started acting in faith on His Word, wow, I got to see Him do things like y'all did. Y'all prayed and wow, a horse was subdued by an angel. Isn't it wonderful what God does when you're an obedient family to the Lord? And I love it when the children get to see that. Children, I love it when children get to see their mothers and fathers pray those prayers of faith and God shows up. I mean, you can't deny it. You know, you can't deny it. So it says here, because of your sin, He has turned away and will not listen anymore. So if I hear people all the time say, I prayed, and God ain't listening. Then if that's the case, what's the problem? What does that say? You got a sin somewhere, right? All you got to do is repent of that sin and come to Him in faith, and then He will hear you, right? I mean, there's not anything else you got to do is repent of sin and come back and ask God to forgive you for that. Once you become a Christian, you know, before you become a Christian, you can't remember the sins you committed. So when you came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that's when He redeemed you. That's when He washed away all of your past sins because you couldn't remember them. No human being could remember all the sins they committed, especially if you were 40, 50 years old when you got saved, like some people. I mean, some people might have been regular little devils, you know, that lived, I mean, a wicked life. And you think you got to confess every sin to get saved? You can't remember them. So you just come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need to be saved." He said, "Okay, I'll redeem you." And that means I'll wash away all your past sins. You think He knows all of them? Oh, He knows them all. He knows them all, but that's grace that He washes away your sins. And now then, He says, walk straight down that line and don't veer to the right or to the left. walk holy before me, and come and ask me for anything, and I'll do it for you. Now, that's a pretty awesome statement, isn't it? But it's in the book. And God said it, and He meant it. But so, then He says, your hands are the hands of murderers, and your fingers are filthy with sin. Your mouth is full of lies, and your lips are tainted with corruption. Now then, we have some people in Washington, after I spent a week up there, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, I found that we have some people in Washington, starting with the top, President, Supreme Court, Congress, Senate, everything. We got some people in those offices that fit everything I just read right there. And we want to know why God ain't hearing their prayers? I got a feeling that some of them up there is not even praying. I mean, I think their sins are so bad that they don't even pray. I bet they don't never. There's some of them up there, I bet they don't believe God would answer a prayer, and He won't because of their sins. Your mouth is full of lies. It's awful that we can take people that are running our country from the top office down, and you can't depend on anything they tell you. They'll turn and tell you something and turn right around and tell another group something else. I mean, just a total liar. And God said He hates lies. So, you know, it doesn't make any difference who you're talking about. You know, I could say the president. I mean, it don't make any difference if the president was Obama. You know, Bush did a lot of the same things. Clinton did the same thing. So let's just go back and say the presidents have been liars in this country. They don't lie every time, but they do lie a lot. They do devastating things, and we all know that. Somebody might say, well, I don't like you getting in government. I don't like you talking about the presidents of the United States. Hey, the scriptures talks about all this. You know, so if you don't like it, well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. And if you want to say that you need to check out what you're saying because you look like an idiot and you're unlearned when you say these kind of things, I said, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll never make a statement on this tape I can't back up with reality. If you hear me say something, it may be your sin, and you may not like it, but let me tell you, I got a scripture to back up what I said. I'm not just talking to hear my head rattle. I'm talking by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And, I mean, I can remember the day I walked in to a church in Detroit, in Baltimore, and I took some CDs with me that a man that was an ex-Muslim had made on GLC. I took some of those, and it says, Obama is a Muslim. And I took a stack of those and laid them down on the counter, and there was a man, a black man. He walked in, and he saw those. He said, I'm an attorney, and said, if I still had my business, I would sue you for that. I said, go ahead. I said, there ain't nothing on there but the truth. You can't sue me for the truth. He said, Obama's not a Muslim. I said, oh, yes, he is. Guarantee he's a Muslim. I said, you know, he's a Muslim. That's just all there is to it. I said, it may not come out right now, but I said, I have heard him say, and I know a man right now that is a Muslim, or was a jihad terrorist Muslim. And I said, that guy is a Christian right now, and he made that. And I said, that guy, he says that no Muslim country will support a Christian. And Obama said he's a Christian, but yet millions of dollars have come from the Muslim countries to support him. So he said, right there on GLC, he said, Obama is a liar. I said, okay, but I've never seen a president that wasn't a liar. You know, I hadn't seen a whole lot of people in my life that don't lie a little. Do you know that? I don't think God likes any of those things, but we tell too many lies. You know, we need to be, you know, solid as a rock. What we say needs to be the truth. No lies, because God hates liars. So, but anyway, after he walked on, I thought to myself, well, the scripture says if you're a Christian, one Christian is never to sue another Christian. Is that what the scripture says? Now, first of all, that told me where that man's living. He's carnal. You know, if he was a Christian, he wouldn't have sued. So I went in, and Brother John, he was standing there, and he says, oh, he was upset with you, Thurman. I said, yeah, I know, I got it. But I said, it's the truth. I said, what do you want me to do? I said, this is your church. I said, if it was my church, I'd leave him sitting out there and let people take him, because I know what's on there is the truth. He said, well, I don't want to create any problems. So I said, why don't you just take those off the shelf and not give them out while you're here? I said, no problem. It's your church. Your church. I'll do anything you tell me to do. Brother John was a great man of God. A great man of God. So, and I love him with all my heart. It says here that your lips are tainted with corruption. No one cares about being fair and honest. Oh, I know we don't have anything in Washington going on like that, do we? No, but then let's stop and go back right here to people in your local area. Is there people here that's concerned about being fair and honest in everything they do? No, we got crooks right here. There's people who'll cheat you, I mean, in a heartbeat. And what really gets me, there's Christians that will do this to us. That should never be among the church. These kind of things, but the Lord says, no one cares about being fair and honest. Their lawsuits are based on lies. I mean, and that's, boy, is that true. It's just unbelievable what's going on today. They spend their time plotting evil deeds and then doing them. Boy, have we seen Washington, have we seen the Congress and the Senate plotting evil? I don't care whether it's a president. I don't care if it's the Supreme Court. I don't care who it is. We have a group of people in Washington right now that's controlled by the enemy. The enemy has them right where he wants them. And they're not there for yours and my benefit. Here people say the problem is we need to get the Republicans back in office. We need to start over with a whole new group. I mean, it's awful what's going on in America today. No one cares about being fair and honest. Their lawsuits are based on lies. They spend their time plotting evil deeds and then doing them. I mean, I see this everywhere. Let's see what happens in the next. They spend their time and energy spinning evil plans that end up in deadly actions. I mean, that's exactly what's going on in Washington. They cheat and shortchange everyone. Nothing they do is productive. All their activity is filled with sin. Violence is their trademark. Now, see, this is not new, is it? I mean, God wrote this thousands of years ago. This was what was going on back in those days. Now, let's see what happens 9 and 10. Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning. Wherever they go, misery and destruction follow them. Did anybody see on the news this last week where President Clinton, ex-President Clinton, acknowledged the fact that he gave the instructions to destroy the deal in Waco? When Janet Reno was sitting, a friend of mine used to work in her office. He was in that office watching this whole ordeal on a great big screen television.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "We Don't Have Free Will," in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.